Bullet, the Earth and Its Peoples, Chapter 27, The New Power Balance, 1850 to 1900. After World War I broke out in 1914, many looked back on the period from 1850 to 1914 as a golden age. In certain ways it was. Industrialization had transformed Europe, North America, and East Asia, and technological development had enriched and empowered the industrial nations. World trade had increased tenfold during this period, and many countries' economies were transformed. With these new technologies, memories of famines, wars, and epidemics faded. Clean water, electric lights, and railways improved the lives of city dwellers, even the poor. Municipal services made city life less dangerous and chaotic. Goods from distant lands, even travel to other continents, came within the reach of millions. Middle-class women continued to focus on domestic pursuits and lived in a separate sphere. However, many working-class women took factory jobs, but their work outside the home did not lessen their domestic responsibilities. Industrialization created a large urban working class. Karl Marx predicted struggle between these workers and employers, but socialism became more of an intellectual movement. Through labor unions, workers achieved some measure of recognition and security. By the turn of the century, liberal reform had taken hold in Western Europe and seemed poised to triumph in Russia as well. Universal male suffrage became law in the United States in 1870 and in various parts of Europe by the 1880s. Other reforms improved the security for women and families, but equality between the sexes was still beyond reach. The framework for these changes was the nation-state. Until the 1860s, nationalism was associated with liberalism. However, later generations of conservatives used public education, military service, and imperialism to build a sense of national unity. By 1871, both Italy and Germany had achieved national unity. In Japan, the Meiji Restoration restored power to the emperor and ushered in a period of westernizing reform. By the 1880s, nationalist views had taken hold in many non-Western countries, including Egypt, India, and Japan. The world economy, international politics, and cultural and social agendas revolved around a handful of great powers that believed they controlled the destiny of the world. These nations included the most powerful European nations of the previous century and three newcomers, Germany, the United States, and Japan. Under Bismarck's leadership, Germany developed a strong sense of national pride. Religious differences undermined nationalism in France, especially the anti-Semitism of the Dreyfus Affair. Great Britain strove to maintain its national identity while dealing with problems that grew from economic issues and the Irish question.